And there is the full-time whistle. It's all over here at Celtic Park in Derry. And we were all wondering what sort of plan Jim McGuinness was going to have coming into the championship. We now know, and they executed the plan brilliantly as Donegal have taken victory here. And the Ulster champions are beaten. They will not be going for three in a row provincial titles, but Donegal are certainly in the mix. They've won the game here 4-11 to 17 points, a 23-17 victory in the end. Stunning performance from Donegal is the best way to describe it.
It's up there, as you mean. You know, we talk about Jim's first term, some of the victories, you know, the one over Tyrone in 2011, and then obviously the first Ulster title victory, followed it up, you know, the All-Ireland. You know, there were so many big games in there. Of course, the Dubs in 2014, but this is right up there, Oisin. You know, Derry were in there, absolute out and out favourites on everybody's book. You know, Donegal wouldn't stay with them. They wouldn't have the ability and the fitness. Derry good on the ball. They could play the game long or short. Lynch had a long or short kick. They thought they were ticking all the boxes as All-Ireland contenders. Well, Donegal have shown here today that they can be got at, they can be opened up, and Donegal completely deserving of the victory. You know, where did Derry go from here? So many questions about the performance, but taking nothing away from Donegal on the day. And Martin McHugh has joined us. Martin, just on about the pre-match hype around Derry and the league, and how we've completely overblown their ability. You know, played very much individual today. Donegal as a team and a collective on another level.
Yeah, exactly, Brendan. I suppose I'm a wee bit hoarse here from shouting down below he's here, but it was it's a great performance. But the one thing I say about Gaelic football is there's one goalkeeper, probably two, maybe our own man Sean Patton doesn't come out the field very much, but the Dublin goalkeeper doesn't come out the field, Stephen Cluxton, and they won the All-Ireland. Like, the goalkeeper out the field has cost Derry a fair bit, and today again, like, you remember the famous game against Fermanagh that Darragh Whelan got the chip goal as well. Sure. Out the field, the goalie standing out in the middle of the field, so that made a big difference. But it's a great performance by Donegal, battling performance. We controlled the middle of the field, yeah, which was the big place going into the game. I thought Ryan McHugh had a big first half, very big first half. They took Conor McCluskey from cornerback to mark him, and I thought they left their defence. They took the best defender out of defence, who was better coming from there, and you know, it's not that, you know, we did a good enough job the second half, but he was out of defence, and I think that opened up for Donegal to get the goal chances and the other chances. And yeah, good performance. Now the big thing is injury, I suppose. You know, as long as we don't pick up too many injuries, because you're out in a week again. But McGuinness is back, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. He's arrived today anyway. Heart still hasn't beaten him in a championship match. But I looked at here, and I didn't want to say too much before the game, but Derry were messing about playing soccer out in the field, coming out there. It looked like another day for them, which is fair enough, and they were messing about and
overconfident.
Overconfident as well, but they just looked like, oh, we're just going to win this match and everything else. The one thing we found out about the Armagh game and the Donegal game is, we've got talented footballers who can play football. We've always produced talented football. Now, it's funny to say, the next day could be a bigger test, because we'll be favourites going into it. It's always easier when you're underdogs going into a match, and we do well as underdogs, as you know, Brendan, and I know myself in games we played. But today, that was one of our best performances in a long, long time, and Jason McGee and Michael Langan were unbelievable in the middle of the field. Brendan McCall had some game just coming back at fullback, and Shane McGuigan, he got a couple of points at the end. And really, they threw everything at us, McKinless and everything, and we have other players come back. So I don't know where we'll go this year, but after that performance, with Jim at the helm, the future's bright for us in the next couple of years, because we're definitely building to something special.
Brendan mentioned it a couple of times in commentary, Martin. You have said we've got really, really talented footballers, but they're now a group of talented footballers that also have a serious bit of belief about them.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Somebody's texting me here, Jimmy's winning matches. That's me. The songs we'll be listening to now. But yeah, you're right. But look, all we needed was organisation and the whole thing sorted out, and having a manager that they look up to and they respect. And I know it. And I know, can say here, from the training that my own book's doing, it's every night of the week, from the gym to the doing it. They're putting in the effort, they've given the commitment, and they got what they deserved here today. And fair play to Farah. He missed the penalty in the Ulster final, on the league final, but he stepped up and buried it, which was still a big score. It's a big score for Donegal today. But yeah, with Niall O'Donnell, you know, getting the black card or whatever happened that time on the field and everything.
Door, yeah,
no, but Brian, Niall O'Donnell got one earlier on.
Yeah.
Niall O'Donnell got a black card. And he was actually seemingly got a black card, and then he went off, and then Patrick Brady came on for him.
Right.
So we played, seemingly what I'm hearing that he played, we played with 14 when Niall O'Donnell sent off. But Shane O'Donnell, and I would say maybe the black cards were for someone who said, I don't know, because you couldn't see anything that even Shane O'Donnell there. I didn't see anything he did to get deserve a black card. But anyway, Goff was sore on us.
But I thought it was a couple of harshes.
I just think Brendan, he gave us the penalty and he gave us the free in front of the goals. He gave us two big calls that, he might not have made, so we'll not give out too much of it.
I was just, from that time I spoke to Jim before the league, you know, completely it was about Ulster. It was about this game. I'm just looking at Derry's, you know, their, where their head was. I know they went to Portugal and that there, but they were up, up and up, all Ireland contenders, you know, going to go for three in a row. You know, Derry, Donegal had one eye or one eye on the prize, and it was this game, you know, from 6 months back, and I think he's seen that put into that game today.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about it is, suppose, as someone, Michael McMullen said before the game, Derry's probably looking at a bigger picture this Sam to go up the steps in Croke Park. We are probably hoping to win an Ulster, which would be brilliant if we can, to get silverware. Jim will want that. He, you know, he always blows up the Ulster Championship. This is a big wake up call to Derry. This is a mad. They were away in Portugal together and they were everything else, and they probably celebrated the league final and they have 5 weeks now, and I think that'll do them no harm. This could be the best thing that ever has happened to Derry actually in the long run. I expect them still to be there in the last four of the All-Ireland. So, but it does open up the Ulster Championship now with the hot, red hot favourites gone. You have a big game tomorrow, Cavan and Tyrone, and then you've got Armagh and Down coming. So, yeah.
The fact then, Martin, that Donegal have already beaten Armagh in a league final, now they've beaten Derry. Are Donegal going to be seen as favourites of Ulster, for Ulster?
I would say we're favourites this evening, aye, because Tyrone have had their five debutants tomorrow. But listen, they're going to be different games.
It's amazing the way a couple of hours turns on his head, Mark,
yeah,
isn't it?
Odd. but it's great, though. That's what football's about, you know. But this was an unbelievable. I said to you before the game, Oisín, you're proud of them anyway. But that was some performance. That's one of the best performances you've seen, Brendan, in a long, long time. No, we're talking about the 2014 Dublin game. You're going back to nearly that, the way we've had a performance like that there against. I mean, this was the first time we've said that. That we've ever been so much underdogs coming into a game. Now, it always is easy. But one good thing about us, and I said that we produce good footballers and they showed it today, you know what they're about.
I mean, the pace, the second half. You don't see the way our team before, really, you only had Corn and McCall as defenders. It suits Donegal, the modern game, because you said loads of good ball players, and when they get forward, as long as you can do your defensive duties, you can make a forward a bit of a defender. Mm. You can't really do it the other way around. And we were so heavy with forwards then, with players coming breaking every direction, comfortable on the ball, opening up there.
We talked at half time about Ethan Doherty and Kieran Moore and Donham, and Kieran Moore was one of Donegal's best players in the second half. So he tied down Ethan Doherty and he pushed forward and put him on the back foot. We talked about that. That was brilliant, you know, because Shane O'Donnell is probably not a natural fan. Shane O'Donnell had a good match, fouled for the penalty and everything else. So look, we have other players to come back. It's good. Now the big one will be the goalkeeper. We'll need him, and we need him back, so hopefully the injury's not too bad. But you can see him limping. I said that to you at half time, Oisín, he's limping, so a week's a short time to get him back. You know, from that point of view. But anyway, look at we'll have to deal with that. But when you've two big men in the middle of the field and Kieran Thompson around that area, and Kieran Moore doing as well as they did today, you know, it's funny. We're talking about the best midfield in the country before the game, and our two boys really showed it about that. I think it's great to see Jason McGee back. He's a big, physically strong man. He had some match the other day.
Okay, then. We're just about to wrap up. Many thanks to Martin for his contribution today, and indeed to Brendan Devaney as well. The Donegal supporters are out on the pitch at Celtic Park as the players make their way back to the changing room. It's been a memorable day for Donegal GAA, to say the least. There wasn't too many giving Donegal a chance coming to Celtic Park and pulling off a victory like what they did today so emphatically. We were talking about Derry and their goals. They were free scoring in the league. They didn't get the goals today. It was all about Donegal. Dara O'Beale with two in the first half. Oisín Gallen with the penalty. Jimmy Brennan with the fourth goal. Donegal fully deserving of their place now in the semi-finals of the Ulster Championship, where they await the winners of Cavan and Tyrone tomorrow. We'll get some reaction for you now from the victorious Donegal camp. Hopefully we'll get a word with the Derry camp as well, and that will be available shortly on our website, highlandradio.com. And we will, of course, have reaction as well on Sunday Sport tomorrow. But as we return to the studio on the mountaintop in Letterkenny, it's Donegal's day. They progressed through an Ulster. Jimmy had another trick in his book, and it was shown today. They march on to the semi-final, beating the one of the favourites for the All-Ireland, and they were the champions last year of Ulster. They're not anymore. It finished 4-11 to 17 points as Donegal continue on their winning ways and are unbeaten still this year.